Who are you and what brought you down here today?
My name is Trayvon Foster. I'm with Joe Vigigo. And actually, the Vincent High School teacher, Tyler Foote, he brought me down here today. He told me about the market, and then I just signed up for it, and so here I am today.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So what has been your relationship with Vincent over time?
There really isn't a relationship until now. It's just starting, but right as far as now, it's really good. Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about Joe Vigigo. How did this come to be? Is this your business?
Yeah, Joe Vigigo is my business. I started it in 2017 when I was in an internship called Teens Go Green. So they're right down there. But it's a 9-month pay internship where they teach you healthy living, entrepreneurship, and leadership. And in the entrepreneurship unit is where I created the product. I did really good. I was on Shark Tank first place, and then I continued to just do it after.
The local Shark Tank?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So then this is your full-time gig right now?
I work at Peace Pops also,
Okay. So
it's not a full-time gig. It takes money to make money,
yeah.
But I am opening a cafe soon, so I am excited for it.
Where's that going to be?
It's located right off of Keith in the Harambe neighborhood.
Oh, is that the one off the beer line?
Close, kind of in the area, but not exactly.
Because we just moved our offices to Keith.
Oh.
Off of, not on, on the River West side. So.
Oh, no. It's closer to, like, where the MLK over there, kind of.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, like, it's probably, like, a mile away.
Yeah, just about.
Okay. So, that's going to be, like, a cafe that will be open all the time, or, like...
Well, I don't want to release too much information on it yet, because
Okay. It's
still in the under construction.
Got it.
But it will be a cafe there.
Okay.
With my name on it.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Who did the logo?
I did my own logo. So, yeah, I created it in the internship as well. So everything has been original, except for just me construction stuff, tweaking things like that since 2017.
Tell me about the two different blends that I just tested here. What goes into those?
Well, the first one I have is the Rouge Joe, which is the beets, ginger, honey, almond milk, and coffee. I created this basically off of color. So, like, color chart, like red foods, they help you in a healthier way type thing. So I just basically mixed it up and made some stuff up.
Okay.
Yeah, and then Sunset Joe coffee, I just basically did the same thing, like a color chart. I use all orange foods and stuff,
okay.
And then I blended it up and made something great.
Okay, that's cool. Do you drink a lot of coffee yourself?
I did. Used to drink a lot of coffee myself, and so I wanted to make it healthier for me. And then I also love gardening as well. So if you didn't know, like, you can use like coffee grounds as a fertilizer for like growing stuff. So it was just kind of like, at that stage, I was just thinking about a lot of stuff, you know, and it just made sense to me.
How has your business grown since 2017? Like, what have you learned as that process has happened?
I've learned a tremendous. I cannot stop learning. I can tell you that. It has grew very much. I have a lot of partnerships and a lot of people who work with me and is going to work with me. And so right now, I'm just still building relationships and working my way up.
Cool.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to add?
Trayvon Foster, keep pushing. Remember that, man.
All right. Awesome.
Yeah.
Let me take your...